Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Cruelty. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Looking for panting is really important.
Weather's heating up. How to make sure your pets don't. I'm Gigi Barnett.
The Nats, they drop one to the Phillies. The rubber game is this afternoon. The O's are blanked by the Giants out on the West Coast. The Mystics also fall. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. China is now defending its decision to buzz an American warship in Taiwan. China's former ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tianqi, agrees, saying the U.S. should back off to ease tension.
They are getting too close to our territories, to our territorial waters.
CBS's Adriana Diaz says it's the second close call in less than 10 days.
Days ago, a Chinese fighter jet in the same region flew so close to a U.S. military plane, it created turbulence.
China's upset the U.S. is defending Taiwan's independence. India's prime minister visited the crash site of a train derailment where at least 288 people died. It's the country's deadliest rail crash in decades. BBC News correspondent Divya Arya is there.
At the moment, the most we've heard from the government is that there may be some technical reasons that led to the accident. Those could range from signal failure to a communication failure between the drivers of the trains when they collided.
Loved ones are grieving a 14-year-old who was killed at a gas station in South Carolina. Pastor Johnny Ray Noble.
A community of mothers whose children have been taken by gun violence.
A gas station owner shot the teen because he thought the kid was shoplifting. He's now facing murder charges. Sacramento's mayor wants to know who's shipping migrants there from Texas. KOVR-TV's reporter Tori Apodaca has details.
They were all admitted to the U.S. as asylum applicants. When they arrived in El Paso, she says, they were approached by a group that promised them jobs and housing, and instead they ended up here in Sacramento. Many of the migrants have upcoming court cases scheduled in cities across the country, from Chicago to Denver.
A church in Texas is slamming a new law in the state banning gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Reverend Heather Tollison says First Christian in Katy kicked off Pride Month with drag bingo.
The presence of the naysayers, the presence of the continued hate that we receive here at the church is a reminder of why we are doing what we're doing.
A similar ban is being challenged now in Tennessee. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants people to be careful with digital payment apps. CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us why.
The Bureau finds funds stored on apps like PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App may not be safe in the event of a financial crisis. That's because they may not be held in accounts that are protected by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The recent failures of Silicon Valley, Signature, and First Republic banks reminded Americans about the importance of having insured deposits.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
8:03 a.m. Sunday, June 4th, 2023. It's 58 degrees, afternoon sunshine, high 75 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. A mother and daughter are under arrest after the grandmother was found dead in their home in Landover.
Prince George's County Police say 44-year-old Candace Craig killed her mother May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Talia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. Authorities were called to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue this Friday afternoon for a welfare check and found the body of 71-year-old Margaret Craig decomposing in the basement. Candace Craig stands charged with first and second degree murder. Celia Hardy charged with accessory after the fact. Both in the custody of the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer suspect, Anthony Eugene Robinson, has asked the judge to delay an August trial because he has yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrison and Berg, Virginia area in 2021. As first reported by WTOP, defense attorney Louis Nagy is weighing an insanity defense and could argue his client was not guilty by a reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redmond of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tanita Smith of Charlottesville. In September of 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Redmond and Smith and two counts for hiding their bodies. He was later indicted on a charge of aggravated murder of more than one person within 3 years, a Class 1 felony, the most serious under Virginia law. It's 8:05. The luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Loudoun County is out of luck and now out of business.
That animal rescue in Round Hill was dissolved in April after an initial hearing into the mistreatment of scores of dogs, cats, rabbits, and other domestic animals who were found in what Loudoun County Animal Services described as deplorable conditions. A months-long investigation has now resulted in more than a dozen criminal charges against 50-year-old Nicole Metz, 51-year-old Kimberly Hall, and 22-year-old Alex Hall. Investigators say they knowingly kept the animals in filthy conditions and allowed their health to suffer while continuing to acquire more animals. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
As we spring into the summer months, vets are sending a friendly reminder to make sure your pet is ready for the heat.
If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them.
That may be the number one rule of thumb to keep your pets safe in warmer weather. Dr. Peter Eag at Poolsville Veterinary Clinic says late spring is a good time to brush off summer safety tips for your pets, like these.
Two factors about walking, especially during the summer heat. One is avoid the midday. Try and go early in the morning or late in the evening.
The second, stay off hot sidewalks. And at dog parks,
don't use community water. You just never know who's been drinking out of that water.
Last, don't mess around with heat strokes.
They will start to pant heavily. They're in deep trouble. Get them right to your veterinarian or your one of the emergency facilities so they can start the cool down process.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Dr. Eag says pay close attention to symptoms of heat stroke, which strike more during the summer months. It can be deadly for some pets. Signs include heavy panting, bright or dark red tongue, and lethargy. Science and technology students from across the district race for the checkered flag at DC's Electric Vehicle Grand Prix.
The cheers were loud. The engines, not so much, but for good reason.
Hopefully these kids are going to be our next future drivers of EVs and propelling us forward.
William Ellis with event sponsor Pepco says each student team at the DC EV Grand Prix built their vehicles from the ground up.
Talk to me about the work that goes into creating a vehicle like this.
Oh my God.
Junior Jovan Beezer-Dwyer from Oxon Hill High's Science and Technology program is also his class president.
The most minor things, which you don't even think would matter, yeah, they matter.
He says this event helps feed his aspirations, with Ellis adding it reflects a commitment to a sustainable future.
Especially if someone wants to be an aerospace engineer.
In the district, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
The warmer days are here and it's time for a few important maintenance chores around the home.
It's time to change ceiling fans from winter to summer operations. Switch the blade's direction to feel air flowing down in summer. The Washington Post has other tips for home maintenance, including cleaning out the garage. Sort through things, keeping, throwing, or donating to guard against piles of stuff in your garage. It's also a good idea to get rid of toxic materials, including unused paints and pesticides. Remove weeds from the yard. Pull them out from the roots or use a strong trimmer to cut them close to the ground. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, inflation and shipping costs are easing. It's time for a price warn. We will tell you where in business next. It is 8:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Monique Blyther in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. The morning commute is off to a good start. In Virginia, travel lanes running well along the Beltway between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson bridges. I-66 also looking pretty good in both directions. Same goes for I-395 between the Mixing Bowl and the District. If you're traveling along the I-95 corridor, you should find travel lanes running at speed from Lorton to points as far south as Stafford. Again, in each direction. Now, heading over to the Maryland side, still have the crash cleanup taking place on the outer loop in College Park. This is near exit 25 for Route 1. The two right lanes have been blocked for a few hours now for the overnight vehicle fire involving a heavy-duty vehicle. We have heavy response on the scene blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is seeing brief delays as you make your way up to and beyond the activity. The pace does improve. Now, heading into Rockville, northbound 270 at Fall Falls Road. Getting word of a crash there. Response is en route. Look out for any potential lanes. If you're traveling along I-95 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, travel lanes flowing freely to and from Baltimore. No issues pending along Route 50 from Annapolis to the Bay Bridge, where at this time we have 3 lanes traveling west and 2 lanes traveling east to get you by. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to a FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most for your money and for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert Meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We'll start with some cloud cover this morning, but clouds will eventually clear. Sunshine for the afternoon with a north wind and some drier air. Very comfortable for Sunday afternoon with dew points back in the 40s. That means it's dry out there. High temperatures around 76. Lows tonight back down to 55, which means the suburbs upper 40s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Right now it's 69 in Tysons, 59 in Potomac, and it's 58 degrees outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. A big change may be coming to the $800 billion a year supermarket and grocery store industry. A price war. With a slowdown in inflation and the cost of transportation and shipping, the discount grocer Aldi, with over 2,000 stores in 38 states, just lowered prices on 250 items, challenging others to do the same.
I don't think that we can reasonably expect a world in which prices are broadly going down, but certainly a world where prices aren't going up as fast as before.
That's Brendan Case, retail reporter at Bloomberg, who says the big driver will be if Walmart, which sells 25% of all groceries in the U.S., drops prices too, forcing Kroger, Albertson, and others to follow suit. Aldi says its cuts on chicken tenders, cheeses, and more will save U.S. shoppers $60 million this summer, which might be a big win for consumers.
You could call consumers either winners or at least they won't feel as much like losers as they have been feeling like.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Tom Busby on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, the Shangri-La Dialogue. What is it and why is it vital for U.S. and China relations? Mario Mancuso, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, joins us to explain next. It is 8:12.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 8:13.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Coming up,
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
The pace of change will never be the same again, and federal agencies must evolve to meet new challenges every day. GDIT's digital accelerators deliver advanced AI, cyber, and cloud solutions that take on today's challenges and are ready for the ones coming tomorrow. Redefine the possible with GDIT's digital accelerators. Learn more at GDIT.com. That's GDIT.com. GDIT.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 8:15. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. The Shangri-La Dialogue is an intergovernmental security conference held annually in Singapore by an independent think tank, the International Institute for Strategic Studies. It's commonly attended by defense ministers and military chiefs of mostly Asian Pacific states. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was in attendance, and he addressed escalating tensions between the U.S. and China. Joining us to go in depth, Mario Mancuso, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Rich.
Secretary of Defense Austin did not mince words during his speech to the conference. Why did he use this speech as an occasion to call out China?
I'd commend Secretary Austin for being as blunt as he was. Frankly, I think it should have come sooner from the U.S. administration. I'm not sort of picking on him in particular. But frankly, the United States has been trying at least in earnest for the last several weeks, including President Biden, to try to engage China on a higher senior level dialogue. And the reason is pretty clear. The U.S. is trying to manage its competition with China, which is intensifying, I think, as we all know. And it believes that more communication at the most senior levels of our government will, frankly, enhance transparency and, including around intentions, for example, and that will enhance stability in the region. So that's why the United States has been doing it. But frankly, China has been ghosting the United States. I would also say that to a large extent, remember, there are about 50 countries, mostly from the region, as you pointed out, in the audience. The U.S., in addition to just seeking the dialogue with China, which is the primary reason for SecDef's speech, it's also trying to show the region that the U.S. is a responsible stakeholder in the region, that it's committed to the region, and that it's trying to manage this competition responsibly.
How do you think China and the other countries responded to his speech?
Well, certainly China didn't respond positively. China's defense minister spoke and criticized the United States for essentially being the cause of most of the tension in the region. But my view, based on what I'm seeing and hearing candidly, is that most of the attendees responded pretty positively. And there's one reason in particular. When Secretary Austin spoke, he made it very, very clear that the vision that the United States has been espousing for the region, a vision sort of anchored in of a region that's anchored in international norms, that focuses on human rights, that protects individual nation sovereignty, that's committed to sort of a free region where ideas and trade can flow without interruption, is not just a U.S. vision, even though the U.S. is espousing it, but that it's actually a shared vision. That's key for the region, a region that's pretty complicated and is dealing with kind of an ever-larging, and more assertive China.
Gotcha. And the last 30 seconds, why is the Shangri-La Dialogue so important to our relations with China and the other countries in the region?
So, it's, as you mentioned in your opening segment, it's sponsored by an independent think tank. It's actually not an official dialogue, but it's attended by, roughly 50 countries, about 600 delegates. It happens every year. And it's the key event for a region that today accounts for about 50% of the world's GDP and is also you know, the primary flashpoint for possible contingencies. So it's an incredibly important dialogue that covers economic, obviously security, but, you know, adjacent issues like economics. And it's really, really important. And it just gives senior officials in all of those countries an opportunity to meet sort of unofficially.
Mario Mancuso, former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Mario Mancuso, a former Pentagon official. And a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Tensions escalate between the United States and China, this time involving military vessels in the Taiwan Strait. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Monique in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Delays are building on the Beltway in Maryland on the outer loop as you make your way from 201 toward Route 1. It's on the brakes again at exit 25 for the overnight vehicle crash cleanup blocking the two right lanes. Expect brief delays as you make your way through the activity, and then once you're beyond it, the pace does improve. No issues pending on the inner loop. Heading over to Rockville, authorities were looking for the crash northbound 270 at Falls Road. Keep an eye out for any block lanes there. In Virginia, Beltway running well between Alexandria and Tysons. And in the district, we've got events setting up. Expect closures along 12th Street Northeast from Franklin Street to Michigan Avenue for Open Street, D.C. Jiffy Lube service centers keep you moving from oil changes and tire rotations to filters and wipers to a full range of services. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Highs today around 76, lows tonight back down to 56 degrees. That means the suburbs down to the 40s once we start tomorrow morning. Now, with the drier air sticking around throughout the week, that means not much in the way of rain chances. Possibly a slight chance Tuesday night, but like yesterday, most of us won't see the rain. Highs tomorrow at 81. Highs on Tuesday, 85. Wednesday, it's 82 degrees. We'll just put average temperatures on repeat throughout the work week with plenty of sunshine. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Right now, it's cloudy and 58 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, it's June, so it's time for the Entertainment Guide. That's coming up next. It is 8:22.
With more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features for the whole pack. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, my pack and I took it easy on the Lazy River, hit the Great Geyser Water Park, and now we're getting ready for a pillow fight in our kid cabin.
Stay safe out there, Steven. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Breaking news.
A major announcement from Fairfax County Police.
All the local stories that impact our region.
We have an update on that incident in Bethesda.
All the latest traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8th.
There is swift water moving across the eastbound lanes of Route 7.
It's all right here on Washington's top news, 24 hours a day.
WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
This is WTOP News.
It's 8:23. It's time for the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Be the first caller at 855-885-1035 to correctly identify the mystery newsmaker and win a pair of tickets to Broadway in the Park June 16th at 8 p.m. at Wolf Trap. Join stars Leia Salonga and Megan Hilty for a night of stellar show tunes and memorable performances. Visit WTOP.com, search contest for more information, and here is our mystery newsmaker.
I never imagined anyone could have a residency here.
It's just been one crazy, exhilarating night after another. We didn't think it would last 10 years.
All right, there it is. And happy June. A new month brings a new list of fun events in the D.C. area. We're helping you mark calendars with WTOP's June Entertainment Guide.
Get ready for Ms. Lauren Hill at Wolf Trap. Logic brings the College Park Tour to Echo Stage. MC Light presents I Am Woman at the Kennedy Center. Shania Twain rocks Merriweather. Signature Theater stages Sweeney Todd. Idina Menzel headlines the Capitol Pride Concert. Weezer rocks Merriweather. Hannibal Buress cracks up the Atlantis. And Pixar's Elemental hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
And here's Frank Anran.
It was a good night for D.C. United. Visiting Inter Miami, got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter Miami. NWSL, Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA, Mystics, tough loss to previously winless Minnesota, 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg, as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in the game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, tensions between the U.S. and China continue to escalate. More in the minutes ahead, where it is now 8:26.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job. Most of our recipients are single mothers with small children. It is virtually impossible for them to navigate life without a car. In addition, we train individuals returning from prison to be